I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. Greetings from Ileife, Babu Ojibanaku. The Lord bless our pastor. The Lord bless our ministers. The Lord bless every one of you in Jesus Christ's name. It's a very, very beautiful thing to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. I hope you are happy. Amen. It's such a dark time that we need to encourage ourselves all the time. And I bet you the best place to be is in the presence of the Lord. You love the Lord? Please extend a handshake to one another, greeting yourselves in the name of the Lord. Say, God bless you. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, my sister, my brother. God bless you, sir. Bless you, sir. Shalom to you. Standing behind the pulpit of the Lord is never a easy thing. I just hope that you encourage me with your prayers. Amen. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord there is a what? Liberty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Quickly, because we have a short time, we will be opening to the scriptures, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm your brother in Christ, brother Ezekiel. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I believe we are there. We'll be opening through a lot of quotes and quite a lot of reference to the scriptures. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41. Are we there? Amen. Verse 39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. Let's bow our heads to the Lord as we pray. Most High God of heaven, may you put us together, Lord, and may the Holy Ghost brood through us in Jesus Christ's name. As we open the pages of the word, make it become life unto the hearers. May you interpret it to become revelation in our soul, and let it stimulate us in our solemn walk with the Lord. Take the man out of the way, Lord, and Lord, may you be the one to speak, O God, your sacred words in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. I'll be seated. We'll be going on this subject. Stars differed in glory. Amen. It looks to us as we are getting to the end of the year. You begin to hear, in this November, you begin to hear on the radio jingles, the announcements, in the market, you begin to see that businessmen are beginning to change to things that easily sell within this festive period. Amen. It is a festive period to the world, and every day for us is a Christmas. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to talk about what the scripture teaches us on these things, especially for the sake of our children who are the leaders of tomorrow. Amen. For they deserve to be rightly taught. Amen. Now, we find out that in the beginning, when God is creating the earth, or when God was creating the earth, chapter 1, verse 14, the scriptures is, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, amen, and for seasons, and for days and years, for everything that God has created by the spoken word. Everything serves a godly purpose. Amen. It serves a purpose that agrees with his word. The word of God, the spoken word of God, agrees with nature. Amen. The spoken word of God always, it goes forth and it must fulfill its ending. Hallelujah. Amen. Now in verse 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Amen. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Amen. Now, what is God doing that for? We'll be seeing that. Amen. Now, we see that everything that God has created, for example, this light, he made them for a purpose. And we find out that in the book of Genesis chapter, after the antediluvian destruction, amen, we see that in Genesis chapter 12, God found a man named Abram, the first son of Terah. Amen. God called Abram and told him that he's going to make him a father of nations. Amen. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amen. Amen. You see, from verse 4, you see that Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. You see that God found a man that should be led. Amen. Because these stars are for signs. Amen. The prophet taught us that God never does anything except he show it. Is it? To reveal it to men. Now, before God ever does anything, he shows signs in the heavens. Amen. And he shows signs on the earth. Hallelujah. Because heaven and earth must agree with the word of God. Hallelujah. If you must walk with God, if we all must walk with the Lord, we must agree with heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. And then there is something that has to do with our lives associating with the stars in heaven. Amen. Because the Bible, the prophet makes us understand that we have a representation. Every bride of Christ has what? A representation. Amen. Now, our representation is from heaven above. So we find out that when God found Abraham, he promised him that he's going to make him great. Hallelujah. And then in chapter 13, we see how that God began to make reference to these creations. In chapter 13, verse 16, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Amen. For that's the sign. Hallelujah. There's something I'm trying to take us into, that this has something to do with our lives. Amen. Chapter 15, verse 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Hallelujah. The seeds of God will be, you won't be able to count them like you cannot count the sands in the seashore. The seeds of God will be so numerous like the stars of the heaven that you will not be able to count them. Hallelujah. And God does not make mistakes. Nothing is ever too big for God to handle. Amen. Nobody is ever too hard for God to handle. Amen. For our lives are written, even our pathway are in the palms of God's hands. Hallelujah. Then as God called Abraham, amen, he said, Abraham, walk with me and be thou perfect in your ways. Hallelujah. And as Abraham kept on walking with the Lord and perfect in him after coming out of tests, amen, God gave him a double assurance, a blessed assurance. Amen. He said in chapter 22, verse 17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Hallelujah. You see that? And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. The blessing sets in after he had passed the test, after he has yielded himself to the word. Amen. Now this has to do with every seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Now the prophet said this in the message, the great shining light. Amen. 57, 12, 22. If you have it and you want to go with a search word, a star to God. That's the search word. Amen. Now, in the message, the great shining light, in paragraph 94, the prophet says, you are a star. Every Christian is a star to guide the lost, to guide the weary, the foot of the traveler, to those who are seeking. Then the star cannot be guided by itself. We get it? It must be led by the Spirit. It must reflect the brilliancy of God in his life. You see that every seed of Abraham must have the portion of God inside of them, that they become God of the earth. Amen. To express what the brilliancy of God in its life. To abstain from the things of the world and to live godly and soberly in this present life. It must reflect the light of his great one that shall.
What are we to do then? To rise and shine the light of God to the dying. In the darkness of this world, we are to reflect and shine the presence of the Lord Jesus in his resurrected power. As he is yesterday, so is he today to reflect him. Amen. Brother Bram said in paragraph 89, he said, what does the star mean to us today, friends? What does it mean to you and I? The prophet said, Daniel gives us the answer in Daniel chapter 12, verse 13.
Amen.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen. That is how they will be. Now, all these wise men, all these people that God has chosen to reflect his light unto, amen, or to reveal himself unto, these are called wise men in the mind of God. And that is what we are.
Hallelujah.
Wise men. Now, in the book of Psalms chapter 147, verse 4. The scripture says, he telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. The word of God teaches us that as he knows the stars, amen, he knows you.
Hallelujah.
He knows who you are before you be conceived in your mama's womb. He knows what your name will be. We see in the scriptures, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, he said, before you were conceived in your mama's womb, amen, I have called you to be a prophet. Amen. You see in the scriptures, before Moses was born, he had revealed to Amram and Jochebed that, and his name shall be called Moses. Amen. You can see these divine things because you are a star and then he knows you. These things agree with science. It agrees with nature. Amen. And the word of God can never fail because every word of God agrees with nature.
Hallelujah.
And any science that is true and correct agrees with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You see, we sing a song, when I consider the works of thy hands. It's in Psalm chapter 8. The moon and the stars. Which thou hast ordained.
Hallelujah.
So, if you are a light, God has ordained you to be a light. And a light you shall be. It's not of anything you can do within yourself. You are already a light. And then you begin to function as a light. What does a light do? When you bring a light into a dark room, the darkness will disappear.
Amen.
The world is getting darker and darker and darker, and wicked and wicked and wicked, immoral and immoral and immoral. Amen. But if you are a light, no matter how weak the light is, it will shine bright that darkness can never take its place. Amen. So I am a light. Say it to yourself, I am a light. I'm a star of God.
Hallelujah.
So the prophet said, what does the star mean to us? Amen. He says in the book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, those that are wise and know their God shall shine as the firmament of the heavens. And those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and forever. What are we to do then? We are stars.
Hallelujah.
Every born again Christian is a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A star to reflect the power and holiness of the Lord Jesus. To reflect him in his life. The life that we live.
Amen.
To perfect him in his speech. To perfect him in his healing power. To perfect him in his resurrection. To reflect him in every way that he was reflected to us by God the Father. We are stars.
Amen.
Now watch. What kind of a star should you be then?
Brother, my sister.
This star was not guided by its own power.
Hallelujah.
Was not guided by its own power. In the message, the guide, the prophet tells us something about the stars.
Amen.
The prophet said in paragraph 19, if you can see the stars, anyone can tell which way you are going if you will watch the stars.
Amen.
And that's the North Star. See? Only one. It stands in the same place.
Amen.
That represents Christ. the same yesterday, today, and forever. Others might wander away, but it remains the same. That's the North Star. Amen. The astrologists formerly called that brighter star, they call it the Alpha Canis Majoris, the brightest star. Hallelujah. And the prophet tells us about that star. Amen. He said it is unmovable. It is unmovable. Hallelujah. You see that? Now, this is what I want you to understand. When you are a star of God, now, looking back to nature, when the star comes forth, amen, other stars begin to shine in its strength, but they don't have a glory except they shine in the glory of the one true star. Amen. Hallelujah. They shine in the strength of the sun. Amen. Which types Christ. They shine in the strength of the unmovable, which means as God has ordained this star to be in their positions. Ordination is positional places. Hallelujah. And as God has ordained them to be in their position, there is no power of the devil that can move them otherwise. Amen. Yes, you can be threatened. Yes, you can be frightened. Amen. Hallelujah. But there is no power. Amen. There is no power in the heavens and in the earth that can change us, say the Lord. Because it's a spoken word of God about who you are and who what we are. And this star, they reflect the purpose of God in our life. If a star will shine, it must shine in the brilliancy of the one true star, which is Christ Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You love the Lord. Amen. And the prophet said here, going back to our quote, it was guided by the celestial powers of Almighty God. And if we are ever going to reflect sinners to Christ, we've got to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Romans 8 verse 1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that in Christ, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If we are going to be a star, to reflect the light of Christ, to bring sinners to Him, we have got to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is the one true star. Hallelujah. If you agree with nature, nature does not make mistakes. Why? God is in nature. But the program of God goes beyond nature. Do you understand God that way?
Amen.
He moved the Red Sea. He walked against nature. He stopped the sun and the moon for 24 hours. He walked against nature. He moved the River Jordan. He walked against nature. He turned the mighty wall of Jericho. He brought it down flat without an earthquake. He walked beyond nature.
Hallelujah.
And He has never stopped doing any of these things. He still goes beyond man's imagination.
Amen.
So that no man can make himself anything. We are going to see it now.
Amen.
He will do what He will do. And nothing can question the purpose of God for your life.
Amen.
And there is no shade, there is no shadow, there is no darkness that can overshadow.
Hallelujah.
That can overshadow the light. Look at the light. That same star that is shining in the nighttime is the star that is shining in the day. Do you know that? The stars are there as we are sitting here. They are still shining in the daytime. But the star of the great mighty Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
is shining presently.
Hallelujah.
Which is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Then in the absence of the sun, the star shining in the brilliancy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Do we understand that?
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm fixing to close. It's a Sunday school. Amen. Now, the prophet said something. Now, in question and answers.
Amen.
In question and answers, if you want to follow me with the quotes, you can go with it. When it comes to creation of things. Question and answer 640830.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, I'm fine. 640830. Question and answer, volume 3, paragraph 95. 640830, money. 640830, money. In paragraph 95. I want to believe. Yes, sir. Amen. Now, the prophet said this. He said, when it comes to creation of things, it is true, Jesus never right straight out created anything and brought it into existence. He took a substance first. He took water, made wine, didn't he? He took bread and made more bread. He took fish and made more fish. But he promised that greater things than this would be done. Now go back to Genesis chapter 1. When he had foreordained, let's hang there. When after he had foreordained Adam, when he said, let us make man in our own image. Amen. Then he began to speak the ordination of man. How that man should subdue. Amen. To subdue every beast of the field, every fowl of the air. Amen. Everything is to subdue, to control, to conquer. Amen. To dominate. Which is our life, our purpose. Amen. But then God took the sand. It's taking us back towards Genesis, the evidence of Genesis chapter 3, chapter 13, verse 17, or verse 16 rather, where God said to Abraham, your seed shall be as the sand of the seashore. Amen. It will be, you won't be able to count them. Now look at that. God took from the sand and formed Adam. Hallelujah. I want to just achieve this one before we go. He took from the sand and formed Adam. We move on. He was, Abraham said, it's still him. But using your tabernacles, if you move the slide up, it's still him, but you moving your tabernacles. And this person that's in you, which is your birth, you are John Doe, you were born in a certain month, and you are born under a certain star. You were born under a certain thing. And that has something to do with you. Amen. Let's give us another quote to prove that of the Son. Amen. The prophet said in the message, in the pillar of fire, and also in the message, God keeps his word. The prophet said, we are formed from petroleum and cosmic light. From potash, petroleum, cosmic light, and calcium. Hallelujah. And the 16 different elements. That's where we are formed from. And all the 16 different elements, amen, they associate with the stars. That you can prove it by science. You can prove it by survey. You can prove it by the geology and the physics. Amen. And they make us understand that that they have a number, the complete number of the stars. And the stars have their names. If man can recognize each star by their names, how much more God? And then you find out that when they go into the field, amen, they put their tripod stand and they begin to shoot at something. What are they doing? They are trying to measure the star that equates with that portion of the sun. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Bram said in the message, the pillar of fire.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Petroleum cosmic.
Sorry, in the message, ye must be born again. Paragraph 24.
Abraham said, amen. We are the great creator who made heavens and earth, and we are made out of 16 elements. That's potash and petroleum and cosmic light and the calcium and so forth. Amen. Which, why? If he couldn't take that 16 element and breathe them together and say, come here, Gabriel, step into that and make one for Michael and one for himself. Why certainly? Then, and then vanish just in a second. Now see what we are coming to. He said, no matter what happens to this potash and calcium, he knows right where it is laying.
Hallelujah.
He knows where you are formed from.
Hallelujah.
As your bath has something, the person that is in you has something to do with your bath.
Amen.
It has a purpose.
Hallelujah.
And it's an heavenly purpose, isn't it?
Amen.
And as time in the next meeting, we are going to be looking at a star. How it was born. The greatest star that ever lived. Now, in this solemn topic we brought to you this morning, remember that you are a star. Remember that there is no power. Even Lucifer has no power. For Lucifer is one of the stars. You know that? The Bible makes us understand in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, it makes us to understand he's the morning star.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, the Bible makes us to understand the book of Jude too about the fallen stars. Who have lost their estate.
Amen.
If you have lost your estate, you are no longer part of God.
Amen.
But if you, no matter how weak the church is, amen, no matter how weak a Christian is, if you just stay, you can't help yourself, my brother, but if you just stay under the light,
hallelujah,
Jehovah God, who has ordained that light to shine, will see it through.
Hallelujah.
And you will shine in the glory of God. You will shine in his resurrection power. You will shine in his healing power. Amen. If Christ is meant to heal, you will heal. Amen. The prophet said, the power that is in Christ, amen, all the power that is in God is in you to create another world. Hallelujah. So you must shine in God's strength. It's not your strength. It's not you working in yourself. It is the Holy Ghost working in the church. And so the Holy Ghost has nothing to struggle with, but to shine in the brilliance of Christ. It is not your thought living in you. It is the Word of God living in you. It is not something you can do with yourself, like we will say, oh, if I can just do like this, if I can just do like that, if I can just achieve this. No, 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 no. It is not you achieving anything. It is the ring. Hallelujah. It is the star of God radiating in your life. Ordering your footsteps in righteousness. It's making sure you don't stumble. Making sure you don't stray away. Making sure you don't lose your purpose. And we must come back to Christ. Shall we bow our heads to the Lord in prayer? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. As we invite the Sunday School Superintendent forward. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Hallelujah. This little light of mine.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this portion of your word that your Spirit has brought to us this morning. Understanding coming from you and revelation coming from you. We pray that the purpose of this will not elude any of us. Lord, may you give us understanding of it and revelation of the same, O God. May the effect of it be felt and seen in our life, O God. Lord, and when we come to the main service, may the Holy Spirit take us higher, O God. Bless your servant we have used for this Sunday school. We pray you recall him and prepare him for the next services ahead of him. Prepare all of us also. Lord, that none of the blessings of the day will ever bypass us, O Father. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.